Welcome to morning prayer for Sunday, November 1st. This is All Saints Day, a time of reflection and remembrance of those mentors and leaders in the faith who have been important to us in our lives. Let this be a time of reflection and remembrance this morning as we dwell in the Word together today. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, in whose image we are made, who claims us and calls us beloved. Amen. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall proclaim your praise. Let me hear of your marvelous works in the morning, for in you I put my trust. Teach me the way that I should go, for to you I lift up my soul. Let us give thanks for the gift of baptism in our lives. Ever-living God, author of creation, we give you thanks for your gift of water that brings life and refreshes the earth. We bless you and praise you, for by water and the Word we are cleansed from sin and receive everlasting life. Join us again this day to the saving death of Christ. Renew in us the living fountain of your grace, and raise us with Christ Jesus to live in newness of life. For you are merciful, and you love your whole creation, and with all your creatures we give you glory. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen. Gracious and holy God, give us diligence to seek you, wisdom to perceive you, and patience to wait for you. Grant us, O God, a mind to meditate on you, eyes to behold you, ears to listen for your word, a heart to love you, and a life to proclaim you. Through the power of the Spirit of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Our psalm this morning. I will bless the Lord at all times. The praise of God shall ever be in my mouth. I will glory in the Lord. Let the lowly hear and rejoice. Proclaim with me the greatness of the Lord. Let us exalt God's name together. I sought the Lord, who answered me and delivered me from all my terrors. Look upon the Lord and be radiant. Let not your faces be ashamed. I called in my affliction, and the Lord heard me and saved me from all my troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear the Lord and delivers them. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Happy are they who take refuge in God. Fear the Lord, you saints of the Lord, for those who fear the Lord lack nothing. The lions are in want and suffer hunger, but those who seek the Lord lack nothing that is good. O Lord, you redeem the life of your servants, and those who put their trust in you will not be punished. Amen. This morning we spend time dwelling in the Word, a spiritual practice of reading and dwelling with the biblical text, with an openness to be formed and transformed by the living Word. Our procedure will be to read the text twice, followed each time by a minute of silence. After the first reading, you're invited simply to notice what is arising in you from hearing this word. What emotion do you feel? What word or phrase is staying with you? Now is not the time to analyze why, but simply to notice and fully experience that emotion or word. After a minute of quiet, we'll read it a second time, and this time, reflect on what God might be saying to you today through this text. Is it a call to action? Is it a simple word of encouragement? What is God's word for you today? Let's spend time now then, dwelling in the word. A reading from the Gospel of Matthew, the 5th chapter. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain. And after he sat down, his disciples came to him. Then he began to speak and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you." Word of God, word of life. Thanks be to God. Let's take 1 minute now.